Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor each week on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. How's your roof doing? Today we're going to tell you all about roofing, siding, windows. We've got a great company that we absolutely love. It's called GoTo Roofing, and you can go to roofing.com online, GoToRoofing.com. Owner Scott Guthrie joining us. He and his partner Mario Lopez, they've been in business for a very long time, but actually you started this particular company in 2017, and this last year has been such a nightmare for so many businesses, except, Scott, for the home improvement industry. I think that was the one bright spot. How did you guys do at GoTo Roofing this past year?
I think you're absolutely right. We did well. So to answer it quickly, we did well. We did strong. We had growth, which is unfortunate for so many people. I know it was difficult out there, and I hate to smile and laugh about taking advantage, so to speak, but you still had to take care of your home. And a lot of people, when they were working from home, realized there were things that needed to be repaired.
They did, so indeed.
They had the time to catch up on it.
That's right. Tell me a little bit about yourself and Mario Lopez, your business partner.
Of course, yeah. Mario and I came together actually through the industry. We were working together through some other companies that we were working with and doing subcontracting for, and realized that our ethics and kind of customer service oriented ideals meshed very well, and decided, hey, let's do this together and make sure we can take care of customers the way we'd like to instead of being subcontracted by other companies.
I want to talk about that that philosophy that you have as a business owner. And I think it becomes very apparent, not only working with you, but when people look through your website and see what you're talking about and kind of how you do business, it's very different than you find with other companies. Tell us a little bit about that, Scott.
Well, thank you first, because we try to separate ourselves from other companies because Mario and I were both subcontracted by other companies for so long. So what tends to happen is a company or a person creates an alignment with a manufacturer, and that manufacturer then helps them with advertising dollars and how to present their product to people and things like that. And then so they thereby create this reciprocal loyalty to each other. And then no matter what is important for the homeowner, it turns out that contractor then tries to push that particular product on every customer, regardless if it's the right fit for them or not. And that's just not something we want to subscribe to. It's, you know, we're not interested in dollars from manufacturers. Our target market is customers and our homeowners, single homeowners, single family homeowners, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Just looking to, you know, take good care of them for whatever products might meet their needs. Some people are moving next year. Some people are staying in their house until they pass it on to their children. So everybody's got at a different place in life financially, specifically after the last year, right? We need to find creative ways to help people get financed, and we're happy to do that. So we're more looking for taking care of homeowners where they're at instead of trying to cram something down their throat that a manufacturer might want.
So if a homeowner has a particular product that they would like to use, you'll be able to get that for them. And you talk with them about the pros and cons, but in the end, it's the homeowner deciding what works best for them, right?
Absolutely. We just want to be the ones that put it on.
Now, you also use quality guaranteed American made materials. Why is that important to you?
It's important to us because, one, I'm a United States Marine. I care about this country a lot, and I prefer to buy American for that reason. Secondly, logistically, if you look at it, you can't get products in a timely fashion, specifically in today's age, if it is overseas. So whether it's, you know, your beliefs align with ours, where we're trying to support local, we're trying to support the country that we're in, or if it's the beliefs that, you know, you just want your job done in a timely fashion, either way, it makes more sense to buy local.
Yeah, thank you for your service, by the way.
You're welcome. We
appreciate it so very much. You also point out that you do on-site supervision, that the whole project is going to be you, your team, your company. And again, talk about that.
It's a great point. Specifically now, if we talk a little bit like siding, for example, last year, labor was the biggest problem for any contractor. A lot of people either getting sick or concerned about getting sick, or just deciding to stay home just to stay safe. So we were very limited on who could do the work. And so what some guys were doing is just subcontracting to whomever they could find. we towed the line. We refuse. We would rather use our people to do the job so that we can keep control of quality. So we can offer, you know, retirement benefits and all the things that come along to keep a good employee. Because if we've got great, happy employees and we're a fun place to work, then our customers are going to be taken care of that much better.
Yeah, no question about it. I want to ask you about just the whole process when it comes to roofing. First of all, how does a homeowner know that they need a new roof in the first place?
That's the most common question. And for the most homeowners, it's while you're cleaning your gutters. I mean, obviously, if your roof is leaking, you've got water pouring on your head, you know you need something done. But for the less obvious, if you're trying to be preventative for your maintenance, then you look for things like granules in your gutters. That's kind of the most common thing. If you have a heavy flow of those stones, the little granules that give your roof color and protection, coming down your gutter downspouts, if you're not a person who likes to get on ladders, then you should probably call someone to have a look at it. And, you know, walking around to see anything that looks out of sorts, for example, a shingle poking up, not quite laying flat the way you're used to them laying. And because nobody sits out there looking at the roofs or taking pictures of their house every year to compare year to year, again, the most common way is to look in your gutters. If you see a lot of heavy flow from granules, that means your roof is letting go. You know, the stones are coming out. It's time to have a look at that replacement.
Is it possible, Scott, that it's just that one area, or does that indicate that the roof has to be replaced?
Usually it indicates, unless if the whole roof was installed at one time, it usually indicates that the entire roof is failing. And that's how manufacturers even recommend it. They say, you know, granule retention. So let's say, for example, your roof was replaced tomorrow. You're going to see a heavy flow of granules in your gutters just from the installation of your roof. Once those are cleaned out from a heavy rain, you know, it should, you know, 1-2 rains, and you shouldn't see granules really at all for several years. Once you start to see a heavier flow of granules again, now you know it's time, okay, my shingles are letting go of its granules. The granules are the UV protection for the asphalt within the shingle. So if you don't have granules, you don't have protection, the shingle becomes brittle, and then it comes off your house.
Yeah. How hard are four seasons in Michigan on our roofs?
Brutal, especially when you get four seasons in 4 days.
Yeah, right.
So that's kind of the more issue with asphalt, because it goes through something called thermal shock. If you get a temperature swing of 20 degrees or more in a 24-hour period, that's why our roads look the way they do. It's a very harsh climate when you get the drastic temperature changes in a short amount of time. Last week, we had an 81-degree day, and we also had a 45-degree day. So that's what really beats up products in Michigan, because we don't get a lot of the storm seasons like maybe Ohio or Texas has been beaten up with, or the storm belt of America. We don't get those so much around here, which is why you usually don't see a lot of storm chasing type companies. But what really beats us up is that constant change of temperature in a short amount of time.
Talking with Scott Guthrie with GoTo Roofing. He's co-owner along with Mario Lopez, and they've been in business with this company since 2017, but both of them go back to the early 2000s getting started in their careers. Scott, how do we know that a roofer is doing quality work? What should we look for? What are some of the techniques that should be done? Because I know not all roofing companies are alike, obviously.
That's a great question. Doozy. First, you ask Lucy Ann.
I always recommend GoTo Roofing. Just ask everyone I know.
But realistically, I mean, it kind of comes down to, like, at first glance, for someone who doesn't know anything about roofing, you can kind of look at the equipment. Take, for example, a gas station, right? If you've got a choice of a gas station and it's late at night and you've been driving for several hours and you get off the expressway, and on one side of the road, you've got a well-lit, clean gas station. And on the other side of the road, it's kind of dark. Some lights are out. There's trash kind of blowing around. Which one are you going to go to?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the nice looking one.
Exactly. It feels safer. It looks more like their equipment might be maintained, all those different things. Mm-hmm. It's no different for a roofing company. If you look at our trucks, if you look at the way we present ourselves when we show up to your house, if you come to our showroom and see how we do things here, there's not trash blowing around. Our light fixtures are working. And when the tires are filled up, they're not broke down on the side of the road. We don't have rusty things hanging off of them. And I'm not picking on the fact that, you know, some contractors might be starting out struggling and need to buy those trucks. But bottom line is, if you're maintaining your equipment properly, that means you're going to do a good installation. It means you're working safer because your safety equipment is taken care of. If you're keeping a clean, tidy office space, if you're keeping a clean, tidy truck, that means we're going to take good care of your home, you know, your home and your yard as well. We're not going to leave trash blowing into your neighbor's yards, things like that. As far as the actual installation and the technical side of things, you know, it's the same kind of thing. You want to check out reviews online. You want to check out reputation, talk to friends and family, that sort of thing. But what we always welcome folks to do to get a good idea of a contractor, come on down and see us. You know, we'll walk you through. I've even installed shingles on a fake roof in our warehouse for a customer just to show them how it's done.
Tell everyone about your showroom.
Great. Our showroom, it was a warehouse that we purchased in 2018. And we've built out nice little houses inside so that we, and that's our offices, so that we can kind of demonstrate as much as we can see out there in the real world, but want people to be able to kind of see it on a lower level. So, so that's not 2-3 stories in the air. And so we just, it's meant for demonstration purposes and to help kind of pick out colors and also to help you see that, hey, we're here, you know, we're not going anywhere. We bought the building. We're not going to disappear tomorrow and you have no warranty. No, we bought this building. We're here. We're, you know, we do have a mortgage on the building technically, but everything else we own, debt-free company, and we're trying to rock and roll in that regard. So we built the showroom as a showpiece to help explain our products and explain why we do things the way we do on a home.
You really do care. I love this. The go-to choice for roofing in the Ann Arbor area, Go To Roofing, and you can go online and check it out before going to the showroom and see what we've been talking about, gototoroofing.com. When I look at the photos online, I cannot believe the different products and the different colors and, you know, just something you pick out can make one roof stand out compared to their neighbors. It's just the product lines have really blossomed, I think, Scott.
They've stepped it up. They, especially like in the way of siding, and then the roofers are, the manufacturers are keeping up with it. Homeowners demand change. They want new, fresh, you know, everybody's going with those nice dark colors now. You got the dark grays and blues, and a nice black roof goes well with that. So it's a real classic look kind of coming back. Everything really cycles back around eventually. Maybe everybody will love green roofs again.
let's talk about siding and windows then, because that's part of your business as well. And don't let me forget to ask you about financing. You mentioned that earlier, and I know that a lot of people could have perked up at that point. So, but regarding siding and windows, so what are some things we need to know about those and how Go-To Roofing handles those?
Similar to roofing, again, we want to find the products that work best for you. If you're looking for full maintenance free, we want to offer you something that you don't ever have to paint. You do maybe use a garden hose and clean it off every now and again. If you're looking for that classic custom wood look, we can do those kind of things too. We've got some wonderful, I call them artists, guys who can work our metal breaks and work our different equipment to make your house look amazing. And our best friend and worst friend is, you know, going online and Googling images of things. And people are saying, can you make my house look like this? And we can do our best. Yes. So, you know, it's a matter of what's most important to each homeowner. A lot of folks have those windows that are just the original windows. They're not opening. They're not functioning. They're drafty. You know, we can change those. We can make your house energy efficient. We can make it so you can open and function your windows and clean them easier and all the things that people are looking for.
What's the best window for that?
So the best window for that right now, and that's great. I'm glad you asked it that way, because the best for everybody is different. Some people might think the best is the lowest price. The best for most folks might be the most high-end thing they can find. So what we call the best is the most value. So I think if we can find you the best bang for your buck, then we're doing our job. And in my opinion, that is going to be a good high-end vinyl window right now. So they're maintenance-free. They're great looking. You can get all kinds of energy efficiency out of a vinyl window these days. And they go in easy and install for a long time. So you're good for 30 years out of a window.
Wow, amazing. So everything, again, from windows, siding, roofing, and gutters, and mm-hmm. financing. You've got a variety of finance options available through your company, Go-To Roofing.
Absolutely. We work with several different banks. I sit down with folks, and we go right on my laptop and try to figure out what's best for them. Right now, of course, it's a tough economy for a lot of folks. I mean, us contractors are enjoying the thriving, never-ending, seemingly never-ending supply of customers right now. But we understand also that people need their homes repaired, and they might need help financially to do that. So because we're financially stable as a company, we've done some interesting, you know, layaway type programs. We've got banks that offer the 0% financing if that's what you're interested in. Hmm. We've got contacts at local banks that'll help you remortgage your home if that's what you'd like. Even credit card purchases, you know, heck, well, if we got to trade a truck for a roof or something, we'll figure out what we need to help folks get to.
Really?
I mean, if we have to, that's the beauty of being locally owned in the smaller company.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Mario and I, and we'll help you figure that out.
That's marvelous. And I think what's really nice is you make a point of saying no high pressure sales tactics or gimmicks, that you provide honest and fair pricing from the very start, not driving prices up just to mark them down. So, that kind of quality and the ethics that you have, as you mentioned, you're a Marine. We just really appreciate that. And it's hard when people are paying as much money as you do for home improvement projects, that becomes critical to them. And in many cases, this is a once in a, you know, few decades that people are going to do these kinds of things, and they want them to last. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I'm glad that you have weathered COVID well, and you're doing things safely, and you're keeping your customers safe as well. I know that's important when they come to visit your showroom, right?
Absolutely. Yes, we did close down for quite some time, as just following all the government orders, and we're by appointment only, sanitizing everything possible. We've got one conference room that we were using for outside guests, and we'd sanitize it between each guest. And now we're open to the public, face masks, of course, and sanitizing regularly, not just daily, but hourly. So we do our best to make sure we're following all the guidelines.
They're also members of the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, so you can visit BraggAnnArbor.com as well. And don't forget to check out their showroom, which is located at 6250 Jackson Road, not far from the Bragg offices in Ann Arbor. And you may call them at 734-627-7663. That's 627-7663. Thank you so much. Let's see, the last time I talked with you, did you have a couple of kids? I'm trying to remember.
Well, I've got four of them. They're all teenagers.
So gosh, teens already. I knew you had a few. So, yeah.
I have three driving teenagers in the household. real soon. That's terrifying.
Amazing. Now, have you enlisted any of them to start working at Go To Roofing?
So we've had some summertime folks, but one's off at college, and the next one coming out of high school is ready to put in a hard summer and hasn't decided yet what he's doing after, but yeah, we've got some of them out there getting.
You've got a beautiful family, Scott. Great talking with you. Thank you so much.
You as well. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, Scott Guthrie from Go To Roofing on our Around the Home segment from the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.